This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by sfmsports.net.
Glenn Clark, MC McFadden, back with you on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net. Stevenson falls today, 13-8 to Franklin and Marshall. Coach Kathy Raley now joins us. And, Coach, as we were discussing on the broadcast in the second half, this could have gone a lot of ways, and there were a couple of times where it could have gone significantly the wrong way. Instead, you guys ended up showing some fight and keeping this interesting as the game went along.
Well, we're really struggling to find out who we are offensively right now. Catherine Merrick did a great job of putting the team on her back in the second half and showing everybody else what kind of intensity we were going to attack the goal. That was important, and we are struggling in that area. We're going to keep working at it, and we'll be ready on Saturday.
I think one of the stats that really stands out for me and really shows me the strength of your team is that the score in the second half was 8-7.
Right.
And your team was so much better in the second half.
So much better in the second half. We handled some things in the locker room that needed to be handled. We tweaked some things defensively. We in the first half defensively, we were playing as individuals, and we really tried to make an emphasis to play as a team defensively and not step out of our comfort zone, which is we like to play a very aggressive defense, which you could see got us the ball back time after time after time against F&M in the second half. In the first half, we let them sit back and kind of have their way with what they wanted to do. And that's not who we are. We make things happen on defense, and once we started getting comfortable doing that and realizing that we could do that against a top five team, then we were set to go.
We can't go too far into this conversation without referencing your goalie, Leanne Bittner, who was just phenomenal today.
She was. You know, Leanne is a big game player. I was worried about whether or not either goalie would be able to see the ball in the fog today.
Yeah.
And she was tracking it. She could see it. And our team defense really provides a lot of pressure on the shooters so that they're not getting wide open or easy right-handed shots. So I thought it was a great team effort to allow Leanne to see the ball and make the save. You know, those last two are unfortunate. We have to try to get the ball back, and you know, we had to get Leanne to step out of the cage. So that's unfortunate. But the entirety of the game, she was solid, and she did what she was supposed to do. Her clears were good. Her saves were good.
Some of her saves were actually quite spectacular.
Yes,
today.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree.
She uses her whole body.
She sure does.
Whatever.
She does. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Address the number of turnovers your team had today.
That's a never-ending issue with this group. I don't know why we don't have confidence in the clear. In the defensive end, everybody who played in the defensive end played in that role last year, and we didn't have the number of turnovers coming out of the defensive end. I expect it from some of the younger players. So we've made a commitment this week to get out there and have these girls that are struggling with turnovers in the catching and throwing to get better at it on their own. We'll take some practice time to handle that, but we're turning the ball over uncontested.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's bad passes and not moving our feet on the catches, and we've got to be better than that. And I challenge our team to be better at that. We don't turn the ball over 20 times in the first half. It's not 5-1 at halftime.
Right.
You know, it's 2-1 at halftime. So or 2-2 or whatever.
Right.
We're handing the other team 20 chances to score on us in a half. And that can't be.
No.
But we tightened up on that in the second half as well.
Last one for you, Coach. Quick turnaround. How much better will your team have been for facing three top 10 opponents to start the season?
That's why I do it. We expect to roll through for the remainder. We scared F&M today. We scared Salisbury last week. We're not afraid of anybody. So we're ready to step up and show Haverford how those games have made us tougher, stronger, faster, better.
Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you
for taking the time. We'll see you back out here this weekend.
Great.
Coach Kathy Raley, Stevenson women's lacrosse coach, and we will get to our player of the game and what a day it was indeed for our next guest, Catherine Merrick. She scored 4 goals, the senior for Stevenson, and at times, Catherine, it appeared as though, and MC and I were talking about this during the broadcast, that you were just sort of saying, you know what, I'm a senior here, I'm putting this on me, I will do everything in my power to get this game turned around. Is that fair?
Yeah, I don't like to remind me that I'm in my senior year. Just playing every day that we can. But, yeah, I mean, you kind of get to the point, especially after the Salisbury, it was a tough one where you have nothing to lose at this point. We have to win it. We need these wins and, you know, got to do what you have to do.
How do you feel about how the youth of your team is coming along?
It's hard because each year that I've played, I've been the youngest one playing. So every year I've had three, you know, people above me. So we've always had such a strong attack. So this is the first year that I've really been dealt with such a challenge of working with the younger girls and bringing them up to the level of play that we want to play with and that we've had played for the last 3 years. So it's just working, giving them the extra time on the field and really focusing. Our plays and playmaking is our biggest struggle, I think, currently.
A couple times a day, this team could have maybe packed up the tent and just said, hey, look, it's not our day, and they're running away a little bit, and yet you guys rallied up. What was it that got you, that sort of lifted you, that got you back into those in the game those couple of times, whether it was 5-0 or 11-3 when you made those runs to make it close again?
I don't really know what it would be, you know, to pinpoint it, but I just know that our team has never given up on anything that we do. Currently, we're reading a book about the energy bus and having energy and keeping it positive. So I think that really reinforces everything that we're doing. So if the ball goes down, we're going to work hard for the person that missed the ball or got, you know, the turnover. So it's really just about capitalizing on the mistakes. It's not the mistake that occurred.
What are the positives you take out of today's game?
Out of the last three games, you can take the fact that we scored 7 unanswered goals versus Salisbury. We came back, you know, we really focused in on what we had to do. We corrected the things. So maybe Salisbury, we kind of fell short in the second half, but this game was a big stepping stone because we started off slow and then picked it up. So we need to continue with the second half and keep going from there.
Catherine, before we wrap up, we'll ask the same question we just asked to Coach Raley. You guys play 3 top 10 teams to start the season. How much better will you be moving forward from this experience?
We're going to be the best that we can be this year. This is going to be a big year for us. We go into playing our conference. You know, we have a target on our back from winning last year, especially a big game on Messiah's turf. So we're going to use these games to fuel us and get us through the season.
Catherine, a tough one today, but certainly a great day for you, and we're looking forward to seeing more of those moving forward. Thanks for taking the time for us.
Thank you.